Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. We are on day 1754 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge, and we are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold and sound judgment than silver. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Robert Kiyosaki, and it is, a lot of people are afraid to tell the truth, to say no. That's where toughness comes into play. Toughness is not being a bully, it's having backbone. So today's nugget of wisdom is having a backbone. It's okay to be gentle and meek, which is not the same as being weak. It is certainly okay to tell the truth and when you need to say no to requests or demands. However, when you stand on your principles, focus, and priorities, you may have to say no to what is good so that you can say yes to what is best. Remember, when you choose to say no, it automatically opens up possibilities of saying yes to something even more incredible. When you have to say no to something that may compromise your ethics and integrity, you are not being mean to that other person. You are standing for what you deem to be truth and what is best for you. You have to make choices based on what God's will is for you and what is best for yourself and your family. It is not shunning others or being a bully. You have to have a backbone and stand up for your principles. So stand strong. And our verse for today is James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourself. For if you listen to the word and don't obey it, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,753 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. If you would also like to receive our weekly newsletter called Wisdom Notes, please email me at guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.